Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
It is a great pleasure to have on the show Leora Levy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Now, the Connecticut Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate facing off against Senator Richard Blumenthal, who was the Joe Biden of Connecticut. Ms. Levy is the national committee woman, and she's a loyal Trump supporter, and she's an old friend of mine, and she's a smart lady. So, Leora, here you are. You pulled off a great upset. You won. You had a pretty good margin. You had over 50% of the vote in a three-way race. That's very interesting. So, Blumenthal, the Joe Biden of Connecticut. What are you going to say? What's your campaign message is going to be?
My campaign message is that after 34 years in statewide office, Dick Blumenthal has played a key role in creating virtually every challenge our country and our state faces today. Blumenthal is a rubber stamp for every Biden, Pelosi, Schumer policy that is failing our country and our state. And Connecticut families, American families, are finding life is unaffordable because of those policies. That's why I'm running.
Yes. Blumenthal has supported every tax hike, every spending increase, every wacko attack on fossil fuel. I mean, he's just one of these extremist, obsessive climate change that will, it's already destroyed middle-class folks, truck drivers, small businesses because of the high price of energy. I mean, the irony, you know, Leora, on that point alone, his family made their fortune in the oil and gas trading business. That's the part I always love. I mean, that's where the money comes from. I believe his wife's family owns the Empire State Building. So it's not like he's representing, you know, small independent business people. But he's just a big taxer and spender, and that's where the inflation's coming from, and that's where the recession has come from.
Exactly. Well, look, Larry, I'm a Republican. I respect success. I want everybody in this country to live their American dream and be prosperous and successful. So I will not criticize his family's wealth. What I will criticize is his hypocrisy, right, and the fact that he's trying to prevent the American dream for all other American families.
And this state has suffered from among the highest energy costs in the country. That's a thing that's very important, whether it's home heating or gas, propane fuel, or gas at the pump. All these crazy anti-fossil fuel climate change policies have damaged Connecticut and the economy in Connecticut.
Absolutely. We are having a hard time. At the gas station right around the corner from my house, regular gas, if you pay cash, is $4.89, 0.9 a gallon. Almost $5 for regular paying cash. That is unaffordable for everyone. And it is the result of the crazy energy policies. You know, under President Trump, we were energy independent. We were a net exporter. We produce energy more cleanly than any other country. Why in the world wouldn't you want American companies, American jobs in the production of our energy? Why would we go and beg our enemies like Venezuela and Iran to produce more energy for us? That doesn't make sense. It really doesn't.
And he's voted now, so he just voted for this bill that's going to spend $750 billion. He just voted for this bill, Leora, that is going to raise taxes by roughly $600 billion, maybe more. The whole thing hasn't even been officially scored by the CBO, which is remarkable. They voted on a bill without even getting the darn thing scored. So that's typical.
Unbelievable.
But
it is typical Washington.
Yeah. So what the Joint Tax Committee has said is that the bulk of these tax increases and the bulk of this IRS latest attack will fall on people earning actually not only 400, less than 400 grand a year, but really less than 200 grand a year. And actually, I'm looking at the Joint Tax Committee report, Leora Levy. It's really people less than $100,000 a year. So this is a lower middle class gig economy. Individuals who have their own little companies, that's who's going to suffer. And that's what Richard Blumenthal voted for.
Absolutely, he did. And I go, as I've gone around the state, I have spoken to small business owners, and they tell me how difficult it is for them to stay in business. You know, in Connecticut, I think 70% of our economy is based on small business. We are crushing them. And that is thanks to Dick Blumenthal. And another thing people say when I go around the state, I ask them, name three things Blumenthal has done for our state and to make your lives better. They can't even name one. His claim to fame is that he is always in front of the cameras. If there is a camera, he will find it. But that's it. That's all people know about him.
Yeah, so...
They do know one more thing. He didn't go to Vietnam, though he said he did.
Actually, he lied about it. He spoke in front of the Connecticut Communist Party.
He lied about it.
And then on our show, Leora, we got hold of the tape. Somebody taped his appearance. And sure enough, there he is touting the Connecticut Communist Party. And he lied about
that. Yes, that's right. Well, the people of Connecticut can rest assured I will never attend a Communist Party event. My family escaped communism in Cuba. We came here with nothing. I know the peril of communism and going down that road. So I will, in fact, my whole life has been fighting communism. From the time I was a student in college to today, that's why I am running. I want the American dream for every single American child. And that's why I'm running, because I've
lived
one.
Tell us more about your background, because you have a very important background, I think, that suits you well to represent all people in Connecticut.
Well, thank you. Well, originally, my mother was born in Lithuania. She and her parents escaped the Nazis in 1940, were not able to get into the United States, but were able to get visas to Cuba. So that's where she grew up. And my father was born in Cuba. 20 years later, in 1960, we had to escape Cuba. We came here with nothing. We escaped because there was a revolution. Castro took over January 1st of 1959. We came here with nothing. I watched my father get a job, work hard, make a good life for us. I worked hard in school. I was a good student. I actually skipped my senior year and went to college right after 11th grade. And went to a really good college. I also went to Wall Street. I was one of the first women international commodity traders. That means I did long-term contracts between countries, between large companies and countries, and moved commodities on ships around the world. Was not one of those people selling commodity futures to everybody else. I was moving good commodities around the world to fulfill needs and demand. So after that, I'm a mom. I raised three sons. As a Jewish mother, of course, they're the best sons. And
the Connecticut needs a Jewish mother. Actually,
you're
that's
right.
And a very
fact,
important yes, point.
Yesterday at the Crocodile Club dinner, I made a joke about myself that I'm known for sending my secret chicken soup to people who are sick. I've sent it to congressmen, congresswomen, other friends around the country when they've been sick, and I'm bringing that chicken soup recipe to Washington, and I will cure the problems in Washington as a Jewish mother.
That's fabulous. So now, is he going to debate you?
I hope so. I'm ready to go.
I mean, I think you did very well in the primary debate. So, have you begun any talks or negotiations with his people about setting up debates?
Not yet, but that's on the agenda. You know, this is pretty fresh. It's been less than a week since I won the primary, which thank you to all the voters in Connecticut who have put their belief and faith in me. I will go to Washington and represent you. I will serve you. I will make your lives better. That's why I'm running. That's why I'm going to Washington.
You know, I was looking at the election returns town by town, and it's interesting to me. You won a lot of the smaller towns, which are traditionally more conservative, but you also did very well in the cities, in Hartford and New Haven and Bridgeport. And I was surprised at that. I mean, you had a pretty long reach in the primary.
Well, I have spent a lot of time already in the cities, and being Hispanic, Spanish is my first language. In fact, today I will be in New Haven at the Puerto Rican Festival, and I'm looking forward to it. But I will also be campaigning in the African American communities. I, as National Committee Woman, my greatest accomplishment for Connecticut is convincing the RNC to open an engagement center for Hispanic and African Americans here in Connecticut, in New Britain. That happened in March of this year. I'm so proud of that, because that means we are going to the African American community. We are going to the Hispanic community. We are listening to them. We are here for them, and hopefully they will be coming to us and supporting our candidates, because our policies work.
Well, Donald Trump's tax cuts and deregulation gave us the lowest minority unemployment rates in history, and
correct,
reduced poverty and reduced inequality. And I think that's why these minority groups are moving towards the GOP. I mean, I think those are important points for you. The Trump policies work. Whatever you think about Donald Trump. Okay, I happen to personally love the guy. I worked for him for 3 years, obviously. But the point is, his policies worked, and Richard Blumenthal and Joe Biden are trying to reverse all of Trump's policies.
Correct. And Larry, you deserve a lot of credit for those policies. The head of the National Economic Advisors, you advised him. I really commend you, and I thank you, because helped President Trump make sure our economy worked, and that it worked for everybody, not just for the elite few.
That's the key. That's exactly right. It worked for everybody, working folks, the great middle class, minority groups. I mean, I think that's a key theme, because Biden and Blumenthal want to reverse all the policies that were so successful on the economy. Laura, I got to go. You're going to come on the TV show on Monday. We'll talk so much more.